homemade illusions. Written and read by Fenz and Marshes for Voice Team 2021. Tags include Jiang Cheng or Jiang Wenyin / Nie Huai Song, Alternate Universe Roommates or Housemates, and Alternate Universe Superheroes and Superpowers. I was worried about you yesterday, Nie Huai Song says, spinning around in his chair. Jiang Wenyin swallows, pushing his way into the living room and closing the door behind him. Zidian saved me, he says, as convincingly as he can muster. Nothing to worry about. Just swooped down from the sky in a flourish of Xianxia robes and stowed you in a little side street, Nie Huai Song suggests dryly, and Jiang Wenyin can see that he doesn't believe him. Electricity flickering through his veins. Was he hot? Jiang Wenyin sets his bag down. He has to stall, somehow. Surely the characters stitched into his Zidian attire should be working. He hasn't felt any energy anomalies to them, from them, and they force a psychic disparity between the Zidian persona and his real identity in any non-shielded mind who lays eyes on them. So it's impossible that Nie Huai Song knows who Zidian is. The wards will not allow him. And yet... Come on, Wenyin, Nie Huai Song says, a teasing curl to his lips but with eyes steady and dead serious. Tell me. Jiang Wenyin rubs his eyes. What did you say? Do you think Zidian was hot? Nie Huai Song repeats. His voice is the perfect performance of conspiratorial intrigue, but it's like he's making less and less effort to keep his expression schooled. The smile has slipped from his lips, and now he meets Jiang Wenyin's eyes with force. It's okay, I won't mention it to him. It's not like I could. Jiang Wenyin turns away. He says, Do you want pasta? You suck at changing the subject. Oh, so you're being honest about it now. Jiang Wenyin snaps, whirling back, feeling himself blazing as though he's been drawn into it. He doesn't know why it pisses him off so much that his roommate has been so careful about this conversation, but he'd rather Nie Huai Song just rip off the fucking plaster. He knows something about Zidian, and Jiang Wenyin wants to know what it is. Physically and psychically, there is almost no way he can actually believe Jiang Wenyin is Zidian, unless... No. That would be impossible. Nie Huai Song has leaned back in his spinning chair and stares at Jiang Wenyin impassively over the rims of his reading glasses. Being honest about what? He says, inflectionless. He truly has, Jiang Wenyin thinks, given up on the facade. Jiang Wenyin holds silent because he does not know how to ask this. Nie Huai Song takes pity on him at last. He spins around one more time, just for the joy of the motion. Jiang Wenyin knows, and then rises from his chair. I'm not going to make you say it, he says, but you should think about how I know. He makes his way past Jiang Wenyin, patting his shoulder as he goes, and into the kitchen. Jiang Wenyin stares after him. He has a lot of questions. I know you do, Nie Huai Song calls from the kitchen. Jiang Wenyin blinks. The end. Thank you for listening. I'm really sorry if there's background noise. I mean, wow, words can't make. I recorded this for the wavelength challenge for Voice Team because it's so short, but it is one of my favorite fics that I've ever written. And also it's just very me. Like, I think you can tell from the original fic's tags that you can, and notes that you can see this, like, secret identity, identity reveal. If you've read many of my fics, you know the fucking drill by now. And then also the notes. Yes, I'm writing another fucking superhero AU. No, I cannot be stopped. Like, this is just my pet trope for my favorite little ship that just, you know, they're my beloveds. This is my beloved trope. It's one of the more self-indulgent thing I've ever written. Just, yeah, something about it just resonates with me since, you know, yeah, like, I wrote it deliberately for that. So just, I like it so much.